Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the Kodesh Kadoshim, all that we learn, everything that we're trying to accomplish. Comes back to this tzaddik in this place. I want to begin by thanking the sponsors. There are a few sponsors, Baruch Hashem, for this Fabrangin together here. Ken and Kimberly Shachman, Farmer Farlan and Kimberly Shachman, for Shlema, Schusser Refuah Shlema for Metal, Zeitel, Bas Brindel, and in honor of Stan, Shmuel Chaim, Van Bela Rochel. Shav happiness, gesund, and nachis till 120. Shlomi Lederstein, Lila Nishmas, his parents, Rachel Miriam Bas Dov, and Yachmiel, and Shlomo Zachron Levracha. Three, Sheduchim, Beschus, Sheduchim, Vachaya Malka, Rina Bas Rezel Golda, Loruch Ben Rivka, Chai Zizl, Esther Bas Rivka, Dvara Esther Bas Leia Pesha, and Chana Bas Leia Pesha. For Dov Berish and Ahuva Perkal, and the schus of their children and grandchildren and families, and all of our Yishkar Deshchavim. Ephraim and Jessica, Nudman of Schus for their children, Ilana Dvar, Yannis and Beryl, and David Baruch, six, Leschus, Zahava Basvega, Menachem Pasik, Leilu Nishmas, Yisrael Simcha, Menachem Chaim, Zichron Levracha, Mati Helman, Lezecha Nishmas, his grandparents, Michal Yehuda Leib, Ben Yeshua and Chanasora Bas Pesach, Shlomi Shon, and Avromi Gestetner, in honor of all the Chevra, who are so welcoming, and Ten, the Chevra, in honor of Dov Berish Perkel and Yaakov Schmuckler and Shalom Siegelman for their technical work, getting the Torah, the pictures, and the videos to the cloud.
Orly Bas Malka, please. Orly Bas Malka.
And Orly Bas Malka.
Fushlim.
Well, Hashem, we've been here before, and we're going to be here again. And I decided, in the past, we've had a time, I believe it was in this same room, that we have a time to learn together. And we've been so busy running around and being different places, and we haven't had a kriyas. And to be a little bit kavua in this place for a few minutes to learn inside, turn to page 62 in the Kuntres. What we're going to learn now is to put together all that we've been talking about since Lag BaOmer, including Lag BaOmer, and everything that we've been talking about by each of the places that we've been on our journey to come to Rabbi Shimon. I'm not going to explain all the connections. We've moved from Yesod to the world of Malchus, Aman Malchir Rabbanim, to this place of Rabbi Shimon, who said, Kol Yisrael b'nei Malachim haim. That's the name of Rabbi Shimon. It's Kol Yisrael b'nei Malachim haim. It's a little bit hard. I feel very, very overwhelmed, b'chlal, and very tired. We'll try to learn together. B'siyata d'shmaya. We're going to learn a maimer from Rabbi Shimon Chaim Morgenstern in Yom HaChochma. Because as it often is, that Rabbi Shimon has a way of cutting through a lot of the externalities and getting to the Nekuda HaPnimis. And that's what we need to do over here. If we're not going to reach the world of Pnimis in this place, then we're missing the greatest opportunity of our lives. This is the place. So let's learn this maimer. And since it's a comfortable, right? Everybody's cool. It's okay. It's not so hot here, but he's comfortable. The daven that we shouldn't have any holy mishagoyim come to all of a sudden, you know, carry on over here or something. Usually you can do that for like 20 minutes tops, a half hour tops. We'll try. And then after we learn this maimer from Mitzvah Maya Morgenstern, which is to try to capture the derech of Rabbi Shimon. What's the shita? What's the mahalach of Rabbi Shimon? The world of Rabbi Shimon that all of us are trying so hard these years to have a little bit of a chelek in, to a tiny, tiny little apartment, a little dira in the world of Rabbi Shimon. After that, we're going to prepare for our last leg of our trip, which is to go to Tveria and to the Shiloh HaKodesh. And I want to explain the connection between being in Meiron and going to the Shiloh HaKodesh, going to Tveria. And then we'll sing a little bit, and then we'll go into the Tzion Bez Hashem, which be Zaycha. So let's learn. On page 62. We've spent many, many years learning how the Derech HaBaal Shem, the Ari HaKadosh, the Derech HaBaal Shem is a hemshech of the Hizgalus of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And here we're going to try to review some yesodos that we've been learning over the years. And I think that it will make it easier for each and every one of us moving forward. Every Torah that we learn from the Svarim HaKadoshim, whether from the Talmid Baal Shem or from any of the Mekubalim, when we have this Hakdama, we'll see and we'll understand in a different way. And also, in terms of our Avoda in Tavshin Ayin Tes, the Rabbi Shimon's reach was very, very, very long. And since Rabbi Shimon promised, Ki lo yishakach mipi zarei, the Torah promises by Rabbi Shimon on that day, when even the Chachmi Yisrael on some level, on their Madrega, couldn't see how this was possible, couldn't see how we were going to move forward, the Baruch Shalom sent, Yivik Kadosh Min Shmaya Kanochis, the Osh Yivis Yimei Vreishis, the light of Rabbi Shimon, which is Eirish Shal Mashiach. And Rabbi Shimon screamed out, Ki lo yishakach mipi zarei, that the Torah will not be forgotten. Therefore, since we're going to the Shiloh HaKadosh, the time is already, we're already holding Otad by Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow night. So it's the Zman is Mesugal, is revealed to us by the Shiloh HaKadosh, the Daven for our children. More than any other time, we believe in the Tzaddikim, and we believe what the Shiloh HaKadosh said. Every minute of our lives is a time to Daven for the children. But especially now, since he revealed that this is the time of the year, the more than any other time, to daven for the children. And since Rabbi Shimon was the one who promised, Ki lo yishakach mipi zarei. And b'sifra dod, now with this sefer, with the Zohar Kodesh, Yafkin Yisrael min galusim, from the galus, Gili b'rachamim, and we're so much in need of rachamim. We're so much in need of rachamim. And you, some of you might remember that I mentioned on Lag Boimer about the Hilula, that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, without doubt, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is the gematria Yidid Nefesh of Harachaman. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is the gematria Yidid Nefesh of Harachaman. So let's try to understand what is the greatest Rachmanis. What's the Rachmanis of Rabbi Shimon? So we'll try to learn quickly. Kol Yehudi Tzarech L'Sparlo Sheyizke Lechol B'Kdusha V'Tahara. Rich Mai was talking about the Inyan of Achila B'Kdusha, which is not what we're going to be concentrating on in this part of the Torah. What does it mean to eat like a Jew? Achila B'Kdusha. B'Kach Yuchel Kablis Atar Karoi. But a person who lives every moment of his life eating and drinking and sleeping B'Kdusha V'Tahara, such a person can be Makabal the Torah in the right way, which is now what we want to do. We're preparing for Kabbalah Satar. There's a reason why Lag Ba'omer is the opening that brings us to Kabbalah Satar. And we're now holding in that place, mamish, in between Lag Ba'omer and Kabbalah Satar. Kim Odom Enam Akadash Asmo Klal Begashmias. Because if a person is missing what I was talking about by Shalosh Sudas, if a person doesn't feel that what's missing from his life is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he doesn't feel a longing for Yidid Nefesh, Avrachman, for that Yididus, if he doesn't feel a longing for that friendship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he's completely shakua, embedded in this world, he doesn't feel that what's missing from his life is the Ribono Shel Olam, but he feels those other things missing from his life. And he's enem kadosh asmo klal begashmius. He's not able to lift himself up klal begashmius. V'nasa hadaver etzlo kehefke lagamrei. There are people. Rabbi Shemaya is saying there are people who that their highest hasag is the halavai that at least what I'm eating that it has a hechsher. Kula haiva ulai, everything should be kosher the way it says on the label. But their greatest hasaga of eating is that it should be something which is kosher. Higher than that is that I made a proper bracha. Higher than that is I made a bracha, and I thought when I said the words brach at to who I was speaking to. Higher than that is to make a bracha achreina in that way. But beyond that, after that, we're not always thinking about what does it mean to eat b'gedusha b'tahara. The eating itself, but for many people, is kehefka legamri, kehefka legamri. V'nena mihay alma shuv v'shuv. And this person is just dipping deeper and deeper into high alma, into this world, shuv v'shuv, just to take more and more and more from this world. Loi mishtadl klal, shachilosa tia b'gdusha b'tahara. He makes no mishtadlis. That his eating should be b'kedusha b'tahara. You know, it was a few days ago. You remember we were by Rabbi Isaac Kalifer? And you remember that every single Simchas Torah that I tell a story before Kafis, right? Those of you who have been in the shul for a while, you remember. I'm not going to tell the whole story, but you know that Rabbi Isaac Kalifer said that this world is a very, very expensive hotel. And we're eating in this world and we're enjoying this world. And we have a big chayv, Takadosh Baruch Hu, Torah, mitzvahs, tefillah, kedusha, and so on. A person who doesn't make any ishtadlis to eat, to live in this world, b'kedusha b'tahara, b'chlala tanuga magashmiyim, such a person is bevadai rocha kadovish yuchal liskais lora tarakadosh. That bevadai, such a person really doesn't have a shaykhis to the or of Torah. Because the light of Torah is that light of Rum Maila, of something higher. The light of Torah is to bring us to something that's higher than this world. And a person who's completely, completely stuck and meshubah to this world, he doesn't really have a shaychus to Torah. Bemis Odom writes the Kaddish is Atzmai, L'kayim Kedoshim Tiyu, Avol Eni Yadei Losis Eitzes L'Nafshai, Ech Lis Kaddish. So the Baruch Shalom said to Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael, which we learn always at the time before Lag B'Omer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to every single Jew, and for that parashah of Kedoshim, everybody had to come. Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael, the Baruch Shalom said Kedoshim to you. But any of their losses, Eitzes L'Nafsha, Echlis Kaddish. But we simply don't know. What does that mean? Echlis Kaddish. Echlis Kaddish. Many times over the years, we've spoken about the Torah from the Beis Yaakov and Parshas Kedoshim, where the Beis Yaakov says that Kedusha means that a person looks at life in such a way that every moment of life is Eino Dover Shoma Bekach, that whatever you have in your life is not a Dover Shoma Bekach. Kedusha means living a life that is the opposite of seeing things as being unimportant or inconsequential. Life is important. The opposite of Kedusha is to see eating as something which is davar shel mabekach, to see sleeping as a davar shel mabekach, to see my marriage as a davar shel mabekach. Kedusha, the beginning of Kedusha, is to believe that there's something much more important. It's not a davar shel mabekach. But what's the etzah to live that way? Avol eni yadei losis etzes l'nafsha echlis kadosh ki yeshnam kol kach habi tanug er l'mazeh she'i efshar leipater mehem. The problem is that there's so many tanugim in this world, and never before have there been as many tanugim that are available to simple people. Now you don't have to be rich. Nowadays you don't have to be rich. You could eat so much. You could eat so much, and you could fresh so much in this world. You don't have to be rich. V'heim m'shachim es habari me'adam. And these tanugim of the world are m'shachim es habari me'adam. We indulge in this world, and we see this world as a davar shema bekach, just to satisfy myself. And mimela, we forget that there's something that's higher. We forget what it means to be a ben aliyah. We forget what it means to live on the second floor, to move to a higher place. What that means, the bayuchai, that there's a world of rum mila. There's a higher world than this world. V'aderech hayechida lihinotzel me'elu atanugim shleyachiko yitzonim yibayrei. The only way. Now, there may, when he says the only way, everybody here has learned many years. Some are more advanced, some are less advanced, but we've all seen different things, different chazals, different teachings, and all of them are great and holy from great people. But we also all feel that at the end of time, where we are holding right now, by the Akiv of the Akiv, by the end, we all feel that we need a new Eitzah. We need a new Mahalach. That the old Mahalach, which worked for many, many years, only works now for individuals, for some people, but it doesn't work for regular, simple, fragile, weak people like us. So to come nowadays, before Mashiach comes, and to tell a Jew that this world is terrible, is disgusting, and to run away from this world, not to have a shaychus to this world, to tell a person to live a life of fasting, of deprivation, to tell a person to take all of his tchatchkelech and to go like you'll have kol kareis, and to take your tchatchke, your toy, your gadget, and to throw it into a fire, to dance around, to sing Bayuchai around 5,000 burning, iPhones. What's burning inside the person with his taivis is much stronger than the fire that you threw the sheitlech in or the iPhones. It's a much bigger fire that's burning right here. V'aderech hayichid lenotz me'elo tanugim shleyachiko esam yibayroi hi ha'idesha b'shoa shenenu mitanugei lemezeh. So the answer nowadays is not to renounce this world. When I say nowadays, it means Rabbi Shimon was Megala. And now, like many, many inventions that At the time that they first came out, it was only for a very, very small select group that understood. But later on, over time, it became apparent that this is something that is going to change the entire world. And now the Shita, the Mahalach of Rabbi Shimon, is changing the entire world. It's changing the entire world. And what is that Chiddush of Rabbi Shimon? Again, we're not saying anything that everybody here doesn't know. We're just putting it into context so we can prepare for a good Rikud. What's the Chiddush of Rabbi Shimon? He ayidei shebishor shenena mitanug yelam hazeh. As Rabbi Shimon was teaching us a way that you don't have to run away from this world. And you don't have to renounce the tanugim of this world. That b'shor shenena mitanug elam hazeh, davke oz yedabek machshavta b'lekusiyas baruch shamay. That the greatest moment, the greatest opportunity for a person to be able to mizdabek to Hashem is davke, when the heart becomes opened through the pleasures of this world. Now what does that mean? We've spoken of, we're going to learn. You remember years ago, we learned a mimer from the Piasetzna, from our Rebbe, from the Eish Kodesh. He speaks about this in Derech HaMelech. And there the Rebbe explains, just reminding the Olam, the Rebbe explains that the king was having problems with the Melech was having problems with the Ben Melech. That pretty much summarizes everything that's going on. The Ben Melech was not able to live up to the expectations of the king, of the Melech. And as a result of that, the Ben Melech left. The Ben Melech left. And he was in some village with all the chevra there. They were not great and holy people. The opposite of that. And the Ben Melech was misanig b'sanugim. He forgot that he was a Ben Melech. And he was just living there in that place with those chevra that were just eating and drinking and carrying on. And everybody tried to go to talk to the Ben Melech and to philosophize with him, to teach him. Until finally the Rebbe says, there was a great person who asked the king to give him a very powerful telescope. And the king was told that this person is a very big chacham, and the king gave him a very powerful telescope. And he went over to where the Ben Melech was, and he set up the telescope that it should be focused on his royal chamber, the royal room of the prince, and so on. And of course, the end of the story is that this chacham came to the Ben Melech. The Ben Melech didn't want to hear another shir. He didn't want to hear some more musar. And the chacham said, "I didn't come to give you any musar to tell you shir. I just want to show you something that's really cool." The Rebbe didn't say that, but that's a lot of fun. That's really cool. That's really interesting. And he said, "The Ben Melech likes cool things. He likes gadgets, no?" So the Ben Melech, he took him over and he showed him, there's a telescope, and he showed him, you can see from here far, far away. And the telescope was focused on the royal chamber of that place where he came from, which he had forgotten. It's been such a long time that he was carrying on. And the Rebbe says that when the Ben Melech looked at the beauty of the palace and of his own royal chamber, then he remembered that he's a Ben Melech. He remembered that he's a Ben Melech. And the Rebbe explains elsewhere how davke, when a person is in this world and the heart is opened to this world, that moment can be an opportunity of unbelievable dveikus b'Hashem. Davke, because he was looking for something fascinating and interesting, And he had this toy, this telescope. Or the marshal that the Piazessna says that I've often mentioned over the years, where there was a young man that was locked in jail. Something happened and he was in jail. And there was an opportunity to come once a month for the father to come there to speak to him for a few minutes. And the father was a foolish person. And the father came. And the jailkeeper opened up the door, and the father comes into the jail. And instead of giving a hug and a kiss to his son, he just right away starts talking about the documents, the papers, which of course he had to talk about, but he could have spoken about in a few minutes. And the Rebbe, the Eish Kodesh, the Piyas Esna, said, "What a foolish father. The door of the jail was opened. And if the cell door is open, use it in the right way." So the Rebbe was saying that the heart of a Jew in this world that we're living in now is shut closed. There are many, many ways that the heart of a person can be opened. In our time, the easiest way to open the heart of a person is with something very, very simple. It could be with the simplest thing. It could be with being with a geshmak echever for a few days. It could be eating something that's delicious. It could be feeling great love for your child and the heart is open. It doesn't make a difference how the cell of the jail was open, how the door got open. Once it's opened, use it in the right way. So he's explaining. הדרך היחיד ליהנות שם מאלו התנוגים של יחיקו, אויסם יבוירה היא, הידי שבשוע שנהנה מתנוג אלו מזה, דווקא עוז ידבק מחשבת בלוקוסו יסברוך שומי. This is the יסוד נהל תרס אבל שם, which comes to Rabbi Shimon. בסויד הכוסף, עוז תסענג אל השם. עוז. Now, we have from Divrei Kabbal that's talking about Oinik Shabbos, right? We learned once the Maimer from the Alter Rebbe, from the Balatanya. What's the inyan of eating on Shabbos? And that there, the Pasuk says regarding that mitzvah of eating on Shabbos, Oz tis'anag el Hashem. Oz tis'anag el Hashem. That we see that when it says in Torah, Oz Yoshev. We were about to die. And the Baruch Shalom saved our lives. And our hearts were ripped open with a feeling of love and gratitude. Oz Yoshev Moshev Yisrael. When a person's heart is opened, when a person's in a place of having, of experiencing a tana, Oz Tisanag El Hashem. The Chiddush of Rabbi Shimon is not to run away from Tanugim, but to understand that Oz, that moment that the cell is open, Oz, when you're sitting down to a Shabbos meal, Oz, use that Tanug, Oz Tisanag, that it should be Oz Tisanag Al Hashem. You have a choice. Either you slip into the disgusting world of where the Ben Melech ran away to, where he was running away from the palace. That the palace is a place of tanugim. But the king wants you to enjoy like a Ben Melech, not like a peasant. And when the Ben Melech and the Ben Hashivcha, when they get switched, when there's confusion, they get switched, and the Ben Melech thinks he's a Ben Shivcha. So he looks for his tanugim in other places. But the Rebbeinu Shlom, the king, is saying, Oz tisanag el Hashem. The Rebbeinu Shlom says, I want you to enjoy. Adrabba, that at that moment of enjoyment, your heart is open. But Oz tisanag el Hashem. Va'av she zochu shu'oichel. Not like in earlier times, and even now there are some people that they say the ikra avoda is what? Not to taste the food. Not to have any pleasure from the food. So there was a seder avoda like that by certain tzaddikim. Not to taste the food, not to eat. But we're not holding by that. Umargish tanug agashmi shel achila. So we're sitting here by Rabbi Shimon and Yad Shimon in a few hours. We're going to be sitting and we're going to be looking forward to having a good piece of flesh. And if there's not going to be enough, then one person is going to stick the fork in the other guy's piece of flesh when he's not looking, right? To bring it over to his plate because we're going to be hungry. So who are we kidding? We enjoy a good piece of meat. We enjoy eating. U'margish tanug agash mishal achila. Yochlo lahalas is anosh lahachilu shasiyah. The avoid of Rabbi Shimon, of the Ben Aliyah, Rabbi Shimon is the one who says in the Gemara, in Sukkah, Rabbi Shimon is the one who said, Reisi b'nei Aliyah hu ma'atim heim, vein mu'atim. There are b'nei Aliyah, but there aren't so many. A Ben Aliyah is somebody who enjoys his food. But yochlo lahalas is anosh lahachilu shasiyah. But he's able to lift up the hana that he has, to remember who gave him this hana, this pleasure. Shezeh gufa yaskele or havaya. That the pleasure that he has by eating, davke, reminds him of the or Hashem. Because the choyzer, I mentioned many times the chasanim, which I can't, I'm not going to talk in any way, but only be remiza. But I spoke in the chasanim about this all the time, that the Chayzim Lublin said already in his time that the ikur inyan of that yichud of a husband and a wife, of a chasana and kala, is not that one shouldn't enjoy that relationship, but that one should remember dafka that moment, that this pleasure that I'm experiencing is Or Hashem. Is Or Hashem. For who are you day she is burning because she needs its echad kal, yes, but kolkach tanagor. A person should remind himself this is the olive base of avoidance Hashem up in derech Rabbi Shimon. that a person should remind himself when he feels that pleasure with what he's eating, or whatever that pleasure is. He should remind himself, be mizboinim b'kach, shenitzois echad kal yesh bo kol kach tanu gadol, from some little thing, from a French fry. There's kol kach tanu gadol. It's such a pleasure. Im kein vada hu sh'or ha'yedidus aluki hu or v'mosik menoifes sufa chol tam. Alach has kama v'kama immeasurably. Just try to imagine what it means to feel a taste of that yedidus ha'aluki, of yedid nefesh of Rachman, of that yedidus, of a yedidus, of being able to say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Kedabi Ishel Re'ehu Mamish, like the Koshin Samagid says, Kedabi Ishel Re'ehu Mamish. Achreish is Dover Liskas Lakach B'Shor Shaloimei. But in order to come to this Madrega, you can't begin in the restaurant, you understand? You can't begin in the sushi bar with this avoida. The people who begin their avoida in the sushi bar, they end their avoida in the sushi bar. Reishis dover liskas dekachas b'shar shalomei. It's Erev Shavuos. The beginning of being able to be zeichet to this avoida, of oz tis'anag el Hashem. From now on, we're going to try to think for a second when we eat, and when we have other pleasures in the world, to stop for a second and to think oz tis'anag el Hashem, of those words. The beginning of that avoida is not when you're eating. It's not when it's 3:30 in the morning and you haven't slept all day and you climb into a cozy bed. The beginning of that avoida is b'shar shaloimed, is the inyan of shvuas, is when you're learning. Sheikonis lor ha-Torah atzma, because there the Baruch Shalom is uncovered, unplugged. And to enter into the light of Torah itself, v'yehenu mi'etzem or ha-Torah kedosha, to beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Shalom, that this learning that I'm doing right now, this should be with you. That I should be shoyne together, I should be learning together with you. Me'a palmim, like the Baal Shem taught, va'achas. That all the learning that I'm doing is always together with you. And that I should feel in this blood gemara, in this toisavis, that it should be mosik mi noifes tzuf v'chol tam. That the taste of toisavis, the taste of the gemara, the taste of Chumash Rashi should be noifes suf v'chol tam. Mi noifes suf v'chol tam. B'chol ma sheloimed im mishne, im gemara, im piske b'zor ha-kodesh, o b'kisve ari ha-kodesh, tzorech ladash, ezer ha-or ba'atzma, hu or nitzchi ein soifi. To remember that this Torah that I'm learning right now is this itself is the or nitzchi ein soifi, which to tell the children all the time, and whenever bochim come to speak to me, I always tell them. I ask them where do you go to yeshiva? Fine, beautiful. It's a great yeshiva. Who's your rebbe? Your rebbe is the greatest. What are you learning? So he's learning a merubah. You're learning the best parak in all of Shas. But you have to remember who gave you Bava Kama. You have to remember who gave you your Rebbe. You have to remember who's teaching you Torah. V'cholim l'kabel v'litoy me'or ha-Torah ha-kadoshah l'kabel b'chiyusim imena b'loishi etzdarach klum bein lefena ben l'achav. That at that moment that you're learning, I need nothing. I only you, like we were talking about last night. Mamish, only you. Nothing else. Kililchaim im tanugei oilam hazeh. Now you all know that lechem is the word of milcham. And lilchaim im tanugei oilam hazeh. So you would think that the inyan of avoid in this world is to make a milcham against lechem. But that's not the milcham of Tavshin Ayin test. There were many whose avoid as Hashem depended upon fighting against this world. Waging a war against this world in Tavshin Ayin Tes, only a few people that could do it. Very few people could do that. To win a war against Olam Hazeh. I was so cynical that when I was in high school and I had some Rebbe that got up and started screaming about how, you know, you can't go here and you can't go there and that baseball is for Shkotzim and that this is for Goyim. I was so cynical that I didn't believe them. And I believe that they also like those things. It wasn't nice to me, but I'm telling you the truth. I didn't believe them. And one day I met one of the Rebbeim from the high school on the beach in Far Rockaway, and then I was convinced that I was right. At least with that Rebbe. There are very few in our generation. I don't mean to be cynical. And I'm sure that the Yid that's standing over there is one of the people that could fight against this world. And, you know, could to hang out in Meron for 120 years. But most people can't do that. Most people could be here like, I'm already getting like, you know, close to the end of the time that I can be doing this, right? And most people, that they're already thinking that it's going to be good after this, you know. Our generation is very weak. Tikkun Leilshua is, the Tikkun already, that's already not popular. Tikkun's not a bestseller for Leilshua. To say the Tikkun, that's a foul. And even the learning Shua is, it's a little bit extra, a little bit to learn and in between to have some snacks and to come a little bit back in and to spend, you're talking about, we're joking about our friend David Lawrence, and then you use the next 2 weeks to say to your wife why you can't help and do anything and it's too hard for you. Do you know what I was doing? I spent the whole Tikkun Leilshua. I was doing that for you. It was only for you. Right? So we're very weak. We can't do these things so good. Neshamas chalushes shebedayis seinim. V'ikah haderech lelchaim. Say v'shimen tores. Ikah haderech lelchaim. The ikah haderech to wage a war against lechem. The milchama against lechem. He aydei shenuchnus letanugim ruchnim lesanigal Hashem. Is to develop a taste for the Hungarian wine. Not to fight against the drink, but to be a Jew that throws yourself into Torah in such a way, into Avodas Hashem in such a way, that when you have the drink of wine, that you're able to taste Oz Tisal Negel Hashem. Adesh Nichnas L'Tanugim Ruchniim L'Tisal Negel Hashem. When you begin to develop a taste, to have a taste for a Mishnah. When you have a taste for a Blat Gemara. When you enjoy a davening. When you're not running out of davening. When you enjoy a Geshmak of davening. Because when you have a big Tanug from a Blat Gemara, then there's nothing in the world that gives you more pleasure. That's what I was talking about yesterday. That's why I wanted to finish it today. There's nothing in the world that gives you greater pleasure. Because when you're a person that you throw yourself deep into Limud HaTorah and deep into the pleasure of saying Tehillim and of saying Lukutei Tefillas and saying Tikkun Klali and going to a mikveh, I mean, you're a person that lives a life of a Ben Aliyah. So then you enjoy this world. But the enjoyment of the world is itself for you, not the end. It's not the tachlis. He continues and says, "Ukechol shenichnosim b'yoyis la'avayda shel esanigal Hashem." The more pleasure you have, the more of a taste you develop for esanigal Hashem. And while you're eating, even people like us, to eat, not to fast, to eat, but while you're eating, to remember who gave me this food. And to try to connect, to try to remember something that you learned. In the Inyan of Achila and in Ruchnis, what that means. Mimela. Nidchim atanugim agashmi meila. It's not the main thing, the taste of the food. You enjoy it, but that's not the ikke. This was the derech of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Shirosh ein kol echad yochel ulchem in mayetzar b'derech hayisurim v'amisirus nefesh shel asar harugei malchus. Remember? We spoke about this the other day. By Lag BaOmer. Rabbi Shimon was the one who survived the death of the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon was the one who survived the asar harugei malchus. Rabbi Shimon's mahalach was not, we spoke about this Lag BaOmer, Rabbi Shimon's mahalach was not to be killed on Kiddush Hashem. Rabbi Shimon's mahalach was not to die because I can't have a hamburger. Was not to die because I can't marry a pretty girl. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's mahalach was eat the hamburger, marry the pretty girl. Rabbi Shimon's mahalach was to be in this world. It was after the death, the murder of the Asura Haruge Malchus, where the Rabbi Shimon revealed that there's a higher mahalach of Kiddush Hashem, to mekadosh one's life, every moment of his life, of one's life. And oz tesanigal Hashem. And through that, v'achavticha abamasei oris, to become a ben aliyah. Not to run away from the world, but to be in this world in an elevated way. Ein kol echad, Rabbi Shimon saw, ein kol echad yochel lumchem im hayetzar b'derech hayisurim. Not everybody is able to live in that way of suffering, of deprivation, of Yisurim. Like Rabbi Akiva, like his Rabbi. Again, Chidesh Derech, Rabbi Shimon was the one who was Mechadish this Derech. Obviously, it means Hashem sent him into the world at that time. To Mechadish a new way. Lulchaim im atanugim agashvim al dey atanugim aruchniyim. To wage a war against this world, not by destroying this world, but by developing a taste for a higher world, for becoming a ben aliyah, so that this world doesn't bury you. So that you're able to enjoy this world, but your telescope is set on that place of the royal chamber of the prince to remember that you're a ben melech. That's what I was talking about last night. The union of Yisoid should be Yisoid, should be Yisoid. Rebbeinu Shlom, ani shelach. V'kol chalamoisai shelach. Rebbeinu Shlom, I'm yours. That's what I was trying to explain last night, the union of Vayikra. And at the end of Vayikra is Ke'echecha Nefoshes Lashem. Lashem is to the end of that Inyan of Erech means to give over my entire worth is only for you. My life is only for you. My eating, my sleeping, my drinking, everything is for you. I eat. I live in this world. Avaloi b'derech ha'smol k'derech Rabbi Akiva. The way of Rabbi Shimon is certainly Mesiras Nefesh. It means to give oneself over. But to give oneself over in love, in dveikas, in tanugim, in excitement, in pleasure, not in being raked by hot coals. Run away from the Rebbe who's taking you and putting you on the fire and is raking you with hot coals. Some of your boys are in classrooms like that right now, where the Rebbe puts them onto a fire and is taking them to the hot and burning them alive. That's not the way of Tavshin Ayin Tes. It frightens them. It sends them away. We can't live that way anymore. The way of Rabbi Akiva was dinim. That's what I was talking about Lag BaOmer. That's what I want all of this to bring together. That's b'derech smol, the left way. It's the way of dinim, of gevuras. Shemosa nafsho b'pshitas. Rabbi Akiva mamish died. Ela b'derech hayimin. The way of our times is now. The way that we're in now is ni'imais b'yemincha netzach. Ni'imais b'yemincha netzach. A way of serving Hashem with ni'imus. Ni'imais b'yemincha, which is the right side, which is ahava, which is dveikus, which is chesed. Again, I apologize, I'm repeating everything. You all know these things. But I want that we should drive them deep into our hearts here by Rabbi Shimon. Ni'ima is b'yemincha, then there could be Netzach. Then the Yiddishkeit will be with the Nitzchias. If your kid has pleasant memories of Shabbos, not that he was like sitting at, you know, West Point cadet at a table and his father standing there like with a whip or something. If he has pleasant memories of Yiddishkeit, then he's going to want to be a Jew his whole life. If Yiddishkeit was ni'ima is b'yemincha, because we're not on a madrega to die like Rabbi Akiva. It's not our, it doesn't work for us. And if your kid says to me right now, to go to Shul Shabbos morning is the taste of death. He might not say that to you, but you could tell by how hard it is for him to get out of bed on Shabbos morning. And it's already been the 10th time you try to get him out of bed. And he keeps on turning over. And you can't get him out of bed. He's telling you, Abba, Daddy, Tati, I'm telling you, that for me to go to shul is a tam misa mamish. That's a regular shul. Eish kodesh is misa sheva misa mamish. The regular shul, at least you can go a little bit with a meidlach and have chapa l'chaim in the middle of davening or something. But don't take me to that place, the Beis Meshugoyim. I can't take it. He's telling you it's a tam misa. So what are you going to do? So you know what a lot of the fathers do. They take a match and they put it under the bed and they start to light it on fire. And they say, you're going to die, Al-Kiddush Hashem. You're coming with me to shul right now. You have 5 minutes to get dressed. I say, and that's how I was also like that. I say, now I say, I say to the fathers, tell the kid, shluf, shefel shluf, it's okay. At some point, when you're done with this, I hope it'll be whilst the sun is still up. At some point, right? At some point when you're done with this, just say, Moidani, Baruch Shalom, I know that you're there, I love you. I hope that one day I'm going to be able to get this shul. Right now, I just can't. I can't. I know it sounds crazy, like I became like a liberal, huh? But the emphasis, I don't see that it works otherwise. I'm not saying there shouldn't be a misgeris of there has to be a misgeris, there has to be a seder. Let me talk about that stuff. But you have to be careful. Because there are only a few kids that their dream is to be like Rabbi Akiva, you know? Most of our kids don't dream of being like Rabbi Akiva. Imagine telling the kid the first day in class when he comes to school in Chay to tell him the tachlis of all that we're doing is that the goyim should burn you alive. That's why I'm coming to school. It's my first day of school. Yeah, but no. If you're successful, if you're matzliach here in yeshiva, they're going to burn you like they burned Rabbi Akiva. So why would anybody want to go to yeshiva like that? But that's what they're feeling when they come to yeshiva. That's what they're feeling. Now everything's with the right side. But the Muhammad's have to be derech or akadusha. In the footnote, I'm not going to read it, but in the footnote, Ayin Dal, there he explains, Rabbi Shammai explains, how this really was the inyan that happened that amazing day, where the Gemara talks about Shabbos Kufla Meches, where the other Chachamim were saying, Asita Tarshit Tishtachim Mechizal, because the other Chachamim were living in that way, that what? That the Torah, they were trying to see, they looked at the generation, and they saw, the Chachamim looked at the generation, they saw that that this generation is not willing to what? To give up the pleasures of this world. That the kids are not ready to throw away their games. They're not ready to give away this world. So the old generation that Rabbi Shimon was fighting with, they saw Asida Torah Tishkach Tishtachim Ichsel. Because the Torah they were learning about was the Torah that says Kadoshim Tiyu means what? Prushim, Precious. Run away from this world. And the Chachmei Hador, the elders saw that what? That the kids are not doing that. And they're living life Toma. He's looking at his phone, he's watching a movie. It's a Toma. It's a Shtik Toma. And therefore they saw, I see the Torah Shetishtakach. Because why? Because it says in the Moses Farm, you can't expect to imbibe a word of Torah while you're imbibing a piece of food. And all our kids want to do is to eat and to be in this world. So the elders were saying that they saw Asida Teresh Tishtakach Yisrael. Because the truth is that if you're Shaku and Gashmias, if your whole life is Gashmias, they're right. You can't become an Ish Kaddish. It's true. But Rabbi Shimon got up and he screamed, Ki lois yishrokach bipizaro. There's a different mahalach. There's a different way. And Hashem sent my neshama to this world to be megala this new way. And it was not in India being popular at that time, it wasn't. And then they fought with it later on with Irene, they fought with the Dwal Shabdov Kaddish, and they're fighting with it now also. There are people that are fighting with it. But this was the Indian of Rabbi Shimon saying, Loise Shokach mi Pizarro. Mi Pizarro means understand who your children are. And that the Mahalach of the side, of the left side of Dinam of Gvuras is not working anymore. There are exceptions, but B'derech Klal doesn't work. I was with my wife and my daughter, my son-in-law, with Shifi and Yudaya and the baby, Tetzah Gittel. We were in the hotel in the room. We were talking yesterday afternoon. And I heard from outside that there were some Jews that were screaming. They were calling out. Did you hear? Shabbos. Did you hear how they were calling out Shabbos? Shabbos. They were worried because somebody must have been driving a car, right? So you have the oilim, they stand out there going Shabbos. It was so sad. Because even the way they said Shabbos is without any of the masikos of Shabbos. If it was possible to say Shabbos, Be'emes, and they meant it because they cared about Shabbos, these guys, they're a bunch of thugs, they don't care about Shabbos. If they really, really loved Shabbos and they cared about Shabbos, and they would go over to these Jews and they would say, I wish I could go with you to the beach in Netanya today, but I can't go. It's Shabbos. But you know what? Give me your phone number. I'm inviting you for next Shabbos. Come to us. I want to show you something what Shabbos is. And they would show a Jew, Oz Tesanigal Hashem, the Masikas of Shabbos. Instead, they stand there like a bunch of morons, mamish. They don't even say it with feeling. They go, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos. It's not Shaykhis. They don't have a Shaykhis to Shabbos. They never felt the Masikas of Shabbos. You feel the Masikas of Shabbos and you have a Jewish person, a brother, a sister, all you want is to share the Masikas of Oz Tesanigal Hashem. The greatest thing in the world is Shabbos. So they think they're going to say Shabbos. And they're going to scare these people away. Now they're going to be what? They're never going to drive their car on Shabbos. Boy, I'm so inspired by that group over there. What an inspiration it is to me, that Chevra. Did you see that? Did you see how much it means to them, Shabbos, that they're prepared to yell at us and to throw things at us because of Shabbos? I'd like to see a parade of those Jews who that brought back to Shabbos. If the ones who were screaming at Be'emes meant Shabbos, it could still work, even though it's crazy and I don't agree with it. But they don't care about Shabbos either. They themselves are Mechalei Shabbos, Jerusalem, Rabbanim, left and right, all over the place. That Chevra. It's the same Chevra from 100 years ago. Doesn't work. El b'derech hayimin. Shaloichim imulchamas Hashem derech or hakedusha. The Mulchama now is derech or hakedusha. By showing a Jew the or of kedusha, the light of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Vayideh ha-mulchamim tanugei l'mazeh nishlam ikra kli l'or chag ha-shvuiz. L'or ha-tor datikas dimah. Kerabon shlom avakish ha-mavsi abonu debrit soni l'galus kvar ha-tor ha-chadosha v'agili l'kusha l'osit. We're now holding Atat. It's already Erev Shabbos. It's already well into Erev Shabbos. And Rabban Shalom wants to reveal to us the Torah Chadosh Miti Teitzai. He's revealing to us Torah Shal Mashiach. And he's begging us. He wants to show us the new Torah. It's not new words. It's not Chalila new Shulchan Aruch. Hagila Elokus Shalos Bebchinas Oz Yeboka Keshachar Oirech, where the light of Hashem bursts through into life of every one of us. Vagula tli begila Torah kedoshah. Ach iev shalof Torah sharia Torah imunochim betayvus elamazeh. But a person cannot enjoy Torah, cannot live with Torah if he's buried in the tanugim of the pleasures of this world, and that's all he cares about. Just because he goes and he checks into daven for a few minutes, he's looking how to get out of daven, how to come. It doesn't mean anything to him. But when he sits down to eat something, he sits down with such kavanas. Why did Hashem send us into the physical world? But when a person, when he's in this world, he doesn't think for a second, Not only when they're in the physical world, but even when they're learning Torah. Lo mekavnim klum al Hashem Yisbarach. Vayetzar mefateh sa'odim shezu ha'avoydim nesuna rak letzadikim ha'gdolim shemesagvim atzma. The Yetzar comes and tells a person that this avoid is the avoid of only the biggest tzaddikim, that to be a Jew that's dovuk to Hashem, that has a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that feels overachman, that feels yedidus nefesh, that feels that yedidus, you have to be a tzaddik, you have to be someone that runs away from the world, you have to be someone that's fierce, you have to be someone that doesn't have a nice pair of clothing, you have to walk around in shmatis and be a batlan. The Yetzar says that's the only way you could have such a tanigal, that you could be such a person that's dovuk to Hashem. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was sent from Shemayim. V'gila she'ein tzarech lilchem imatay v'zagashim b'sigufim. And Rabbi Shimon said, stop this business. You don't have to make a war with fasting and a war against the world. Eli yichod m'lilchem b'hem imatanugim aruchnim. But show a geshmak in a black gemara. Give your kids the geshmak in Shabbos. Show them how beautiful it is to be a Jew. How wonderful it is to be able to do a mitzvah. Show them the beauty of Torah, the depth of Torah. Show them how beautiful a black gemara is. Explain to them what it means to be a Jew. Show them what it means to learn a Kedushas Levi after a mikveh on Friday afternoon, what that means to learn a piece of Marinayim. What does it mean to come back from the mikveh and to spend a few minutes to say Shir Hashirim, Asher L'Shalem? What does that mean, the mesikus of Yiddishkeit? To be a person that loves life, that enjoys life, but it's Mesanag El Hashem. Eli yecholim lilchem behem imatanugim aruchnim besod hakosuv ni'imais biyemincha netzach. Ni'imais biyemincha netzach. Netzach. When we were the other day in Hungary, in Ungvar, the chevra was singing Dida Netzach, right? We're victorious. Ni'imais biyemincha netzach. If you want to be menatzeach nowadays, there's only one way. Ni'imais b'yemincha. If your Yiddishkeit is ni'imais b'yemincha, netzach, you'll be menatzeach. The children, your son might go through a crazy time. We talk a lot about this on Sundays. He might go through all kinds of crazy things, but in the end, he'll be menatzeach. You might have to go, bail him out of jail a couple of times or something. But in the end, didon netzach. No, we went through a lot of service until didon netzach. In all of history, it's been a lot of tzars. But in the end, we're victorious. V'zeh b'chidus ma'ashom ha'chazal ha'kdoishim. Om Rabbi Shimon Talmidav, bonai shanu midoisai. So Rabbi Shimon said to his Talmidim, my children, shanu midoisai, shimidoisai, learn the way, learn from my midas. Shimidoisai, trumois midoisai, shirabi akiva. What does that mean? It was Rabbi Shimon was saying to the Talmidim, guys, learn from my midas. My midas are what? Trumais, mi trumais, mi doisa shu Rabbi Akiva. What's truma? Truma is the highest, it's that part that's holy, the highest part. It comes from the word of what? Raimimus, laharim, higher. So Rabbi Shimon was the student of Rabbi Akiva. And he said to the guys, chever, learn from my midas. Shu mi doisa trumais, mi trumais, mi doisa shu Rabbi Akiva. Rashi says what? To learn my Torah, shemidoyse trumas mitrumas midoyse Rabbi Akiva, bicharte mitoramte mitoichi kar mishniyoyse Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon says, I have chosen, I have picked out from the ikkar limudim of Rabbi Akiva, and I've lifted them up mitoichi kar mishniyoyse Rabbi Akiva, v'hain the breira acher breira, until I'm giving you now what? A new Torah. It's all based upon Rabbi Akiva's Torah, but new. Next page 64. The avoid of Rabbi Akiva and before Rabbi Akiva's avoid of Kel Nukamis Hashem, the left side. B'der klal derech hamulchamah b'chinas tzad asmal. The way of war is usually the left side. Dinim gederech sheshoivchem dam harishoyim kemayim. V'heim ha-rabbonim ha-kadoishim ha-amidim ha-daz al-tila v'holchim ba'azaz d'gedusha l'ulcham milchamas Hashem besoid Rebbe Kiv v'chaverim sholachamu milchamas Hashem ba'az d'gedusha. And there were great tzaddikim throughout history who they fought, not like those guys screaming Shabbos, I'm talking about be'emes tzaddikim. Reb Shulayv Diskin was a tzaddik. The Satmarov was a tzaddik. The Michas Elozad, these are tzaddik and Kedosha Elyon. And they were loichamim, they were in the army of Hashem. And they were fighting milchamas. That's the war of Rabbi Akiva. They were fought milchamas. Besoid Rabbi Akiva v'chaverev. V'cheinu etz Rabbi Shimon Yochai HaKadosh. Sh'av hu hoya mitzad small. Rabbi Shimon Yochai was not. His yanika was mitzad small. Rabbi Shimon was dovuk to Rabbi Akiva, and therefore he also was a warrior. He also was fighting a war. Locha milchamas Hashem beklipas. He was also in the army that was fighting against the klipas. It's a different strategy. Rabbi Shimon is also a warrior. He also has a say in Bar Yochai, what's the nusach? And he took out his sword, no? Sholaf? So what does that mean? It means that he took out the sword to fight in this milchama. It wasn't that he wasn't fighting the war. All the Svab know by heart. It wasn't that he wasn't fighting the war. He was fighting the war. But he had a different strategy. It's a war against this world, but it's a different strategy. How do you win this world? How to be menatzeach in this world? Because tanugim aruchim, the way is to be is oz tesanigel Hashem. Tanugim in avodas Hashem. Tanugim in avodas Hashem. Pnimis of Torah. Pnimis of davening. Agishmak. To have also to make a lechaim. To be able to fabreng with friends and to be able to eat something good and to fabreng together to make a lechaim. It's the avodah of Rabbi Shimon Chai. It's the war. But it's a different strategy in the war. With nigunim and v'rikudim. You think that when you tell your kid when he's sleeping on Shabbos and he doesn't want to go to shul, so you think that when you tell him, okay, you can stay in bed, you walk away from the bedroom, how do you feel? You know, I know how you feel because that's how I walked away. How do you feel? I'm a loser. And you think, and then you get to shul and you see like your friend, your best friend, and his kid's coming like, right, your best friend's kid is always like that. Your best friend's kid's coming there, Ma toivu alecha Yaakov, and he starts like this, and you're thinking that no, my Yaakov is over there, and your wife goes in every few hours to just make sure that he's breathing, and this one is your friend's kid, and he says, I don't understand. I went to a better yeshiva than him. I'm smarter than him. I learned better than him. And this kid comes to shul and he's Baruch Shom Avahay Oyler. And for this one, you want to make a mechayim meisim. And for this one's a baruch shama. And you feel like you walk away from the bedroom. You feel I'm the biggest loser in the world. I lost. That's a terrible mistake. If you give him a mishaberach and you're angry at him, you tell him, "Oh, you always do this, and you, what's the matter with you? And how come you're not like that guy?" Then you talk a loss. But if you're able to look at that in a different way, with Rabbi Shimon's eyes. Rabbi Shimon's eyes that set the whole world on fire. Rabbi Shimon's eyes, not the first time he came out. That was Mitzad HaSmol, right? The first time he came out from the cave, that was the left side. That was the old way. That was the old way when he first came out of the cave. Torah Mateyala. The second time he came out from the cave, when you walk away from the kid that's sleeping and you give him a kiss on the forehead and you tell him, I love you, it's okay, just some point when you get up, say to Rabbi Shalom, Boker Tov, good Shabbos. Just say good Shabbos to Rabbi Shalom. Just tell him a good Shabbos. That's all. Boker Tov. Then you're not a loser. Nitzachta. Ay, he's a nitzachon. Your mom is a big menatzeach. Didon notzach. Because there's a way to win. There's a way to wage the war. Ni'imais bi'emincha netzach. When you feel like getting angry at your kid, because he's not doing what he's supposed to do, and the other kid's, of course, always doing more than he's supposed to do, and you're getting all upset, just say the words, Ne'imais b'yemincha netzach. Rabbi Shalom, help me. Azor li, to remember, Ne'imais b'yemincha netzach. The key to being menatzeach in Tav Shanayin Tes is Ne'imais b'yemincha. That's the way to win nowadays the war. I'm in the war. Don't look at yourself that you're putting down your sword and you're walking away and you're holding up a white flag. Chas v'shalom. You're not holding up a white flag and you're not surrendering to anything. This is a different strategy. You're now in Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's strategy. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's strategy was, give the kid a kiss, tell him good Shabbos, Don't worry about it. You believe in Hashem, you'll daven when you're ready for it. It's okay. Ni'imais b'mincha netzach. You're not a loser. You're the biggest winner in the world. We're not going to go through the whole thing now to finish this. You shouldn't think for a second that by doing this, we've surrendered and we've lost. And to think for a second that nowadays we don't have to fight against Gashmis. It's not true. We have to fight against Gashmis. But the strategy is Rabbi Shimon's strategy. The strategy is the strategy of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. It doesn't mean that we're giving in to the sushi bar and to just sit around and spend my whole life eating and nothing, stupid, Irish guy. That's not what I was sent to this world to do. No, it's a war against this world. Avad, it's a war against this world. And Melchom is the Oisiyas Lachem. It's a war against this world. But how am I supposed to be Menatzeach in this war now? The way to be Menatzeach in this war now is Ne'imais B'Mincha Netzach. Is the strategy of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It's a different mahalach. Of how to take a person and to make him Tav Shnayin Tes into a Ben Aliyah. This is the chiddush of the tzaddik whose fire is burning till the end of time in this place. And this is why a few days ago there were hundreds of thousands of Jews who wanted to be in this place, to have a shaychus to Rabbi Shimon, who felt that or mufla rumayla, that higher light of something deeper, something better, because what I've been doing until now just hasn't been working. And even without understanding it, they want to be near Rabbi Shimon. They want to come to this place like they wanted to be, like we were by Yosef HaTzadik, and to be the way it was by Abshayla. It's the same inyan. It's the same inyan of to feel Hashem's love, to feel Hashem's, to feel kiloilam, hayl Hashem ki toiv kiloilam chazda. I want to share with you the second part of this, but it's already been a very long time, so we could stop now, or I could go another half hour and go into the Shlach Kaddish, and then, or we could come back after we daven or do some avoid and come back. And I don't know, but I need my Yoyitzim here to tell me if I'm ready. It's not to go. So just a few more minutes then. A few more minutes. So we'll be able to, you know how the Bedichva, you know, I told you all the time how the Kedushas Levi, how it used to be. Like Kedushas Levi, when he would finish davening on, he would daven on Yontif very, very long, Yontif morning. Right? The Kedushas Levi was very, very long, the davening. So it must have been, Yontif, it must have been 4 or 5 in the afternoon when he would finish Musaf. And he would say, "Ay, Baruch Hashem, now I finished Chatzi Lachem, I have to go eat, now it's Chatzi Lachem." And it was the davening was Lachem, the davening. But I also have to eat, it's Yontif. Then he would say Chatzi Lachem. Well, you remember how the Kedushas Levi would come and what did he do after Yom Kippur was over? You remember? What was the avodah of the Kedushas Levi after Yom Kippur? I'm so hungry. The whole way back from Shul, I'm so hungry. He was dancing, I'm so hungry. And everybody, it was funny for them to hear the Kedushas Levi talk in such a way. And everybody else was also hungry. The difference was that by Havdalah, after Havdalah, the Kedushas Levi, what did he take out? Masechta Sukkah. He didn't eat the day after Yom Kippur. He was choshed for, he fasted the second day. But he would say, Masech the Sukkah. What a Machayah. Masech the Sukkah. So now, let's continue with Chelik Beis. Chelik Beis is much shorter. Chelik Beis is very short. We'll be Zoichim Mitzvah Shem to daven a little bit. So then we're going to leave Meron. And we're going to go a few minutes to Mitzvah Shem to Tveria. And we've been to Tveria with the Chevra before. None of you have been here individually. You know that there are many, 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 many tzaddikim. They're buried there, including Rabbi Akiva. And the Ramchal. And there's the whole Chalukah of the Tamniyah Baal Shem. The Rambam is buried there. I mean, big tzaddikim at Tveria. But we decided, because of the Zman that Hashem's Baruch, because of his Hashgacha protest, and Hashem's Baruch loves us, and he wanted our chever from the shul to be over here now, Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan, to be by the Shlach HaKadosh. And to go there, and to just say the Tefillah HaShlach. That's what we're going to do there, to say the Tefillah HaShlach. So we need to understand the trip now that we're going to take from Meron to Tveria. It doesn't take long. But the trip from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, to the Shlach HaKadosh. That's the journey that we're going to continue with after we leave here. So what's remarkable is, and I mentioned this before, different times, is the piyut that we're going to sing in Mitzvah Shem Balitzin, is Bar Yochai Nimshach Tashvach. And the question is, why do we call him Bar Yochai? We find that by David HaMelech, he was called by those who hated him. How was he referred to by those who hated him? Ben Yishai. Because they wanted to say, Kilo what? Du bist ein Garnisch. You're nobody. You don't even have a name. Ben Yishai. Ben Yishai. When I was growing up and went to yeshiva, there was only one Rebbe who called us by our first names. And I remember there was a kid in my class, his name was Shapiro. And the first day of class, this was third or fourth grade, I don't remember. The first day, the Rebbe was going over the list, and he said, Shapiro. And he said, and Shapiro, he says, Shapiro, you had a brother over here? He says, yeah, my brother, Binyamin. He says, Binyamin's a big law yitzlach. I hope you'll do better than him. That's what he said. That's a true story. Shapiro. That was after Shapiro. Finish. Gamanu im Shapiro. I don't know what happened to him. I don't remember. I remember he was in the JDL. I don't remember anything else. But Gamanu, in high school, he was in the JDL. He used to go chains and beat people up. But I guess that was pretty good, I guess, for something. It could have been worse. Shtickle Mutzlach. Shtickle Mutzlach. So they were calling him Ben Yishai. That's like saying Weinberger. Ginsburg. Right? That's saying by the last name. It's a bizarre. Ben Yishai. See, Kalayam Cherfuni, he said himself, my enemies are making fun of me all the time. And how did they make fun of him? They called him Ben Yishai. So it's odd that in the greatest praise that we have, from the Paiton HaEloki, that we say the piyut, that we come to Rabbi Shimon, we say, Bar Yochai Nimshach Tashvach. We had Chaveim, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, those were his Chaveim. And to Rabbi Shimon we call Bar Yochai. Or Ben Yochai. And this is in Bavli, it's in Yerushalmi, in the Zohar Kodesh, Bar Yochai. So the Tzaddikim say here something very, very, very deep. And this is all that I'm trying in the Chaburus Yosef HaTzadik and our entire trip to bring out and to talk about. One of the Chaver reminded me of how Rabbi Shimon himself, he came to the world only because of the unbelievable halama that his parents went through of not having a child and the tefillas of his parents. So Rabbi Shimon came to the world. You see, the Sod HaDavar, the secret is, in the words of the piyut, Bar Yochai Ashrei Yoladetecha. Bar Yochai Ashrei Yoladetecha means fortunate is the woman who gave birth to you. Fortunate is the woman who gave birth to you. When somebody asked the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Rebbe, what can I do to make sure that I'm going to have good children? I want my children to be tzaddikim tzadkanias. What can I do that my children should be good children? So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said, you should be careful, you should wash every morning and wash every night. So he was a little bit surprised, this chassid. But Nagel Vasa in the morning, or mikveh, whatever, washing in the morning, washing at night. And he went a little bit, and he was careful in the morning to always wash himself, because in those years, you know, that not everybody was able to wash. He was washing himself in the morning, and he washed himself before he went to bed. And he saw that the children wasn't going the way. So he came back with a tiny to the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. And he said, Rebbe, since I was here, I promise you every single morning, every single night, except Yom Kippur Tisha B'Av, I wash every morning and night. So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says, what do you mean? He said, you told me that I should, if I want to have good children, I should wash it. So the Baal Shem said, I wasn't talking about in the bath. I was talking about with your tears. I was talking about davening for your children. That's what I was talking about. I was talking about washing yourself with your tears. There was an almana, I read in a sefer, there was an almana who lived in Tel Aviv in the 1950s or 60s, at that time. And she had five sons and three daughters. Every one of the sons turned out to be an unbelievable Talmud Chacham, and the daughters married Talmud Chacham. They were all like unbelievable chevron, the whole family. And she was never home to even be able to sit and to teach with children on Alibes, because she had to pay for, she was working all day and night, this lady. And someone asked her the same question. How were you so successful to raise kids like this? Eight children like this. And she said that it wasn't because I had any time to learn with them. It's because I made my pillow wet. Every night when I would go to sleep, I would cry to Hashem's help that I'm alone, there's no one to help me, only you. I beg of you, watch over my children that they should be good. Protect them, keep them from bad things. You know, the Gemara says in Makkos and Yudzayin and Beis that in those years the women used to daven Yehi Rotzon Sheyehei K'Rabbi Shimon. They would daven Yehi Rotzon. This is what women would say, that when a mother was expecting, a woman was expecting, if she would have a boy, a woman was, she would say Yehi Rotzon, Rabbi Shimon, please that my son should be like Rabbi Shimon. And that means that the whole Indian of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai of Ashrei El Adetecha is that there's nothing in the world that could produce a Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai other than a mother and a father who cry to have good children, and that the children should go in the right way. The Minchas Halozer, we were there a few days ago, the Minchas Halozer said an amazing thing in Shai Yisoska. The Minchas Halozer, who was here in that trip that we spoke about, the 13 days that he was in Eretz Yisrael, correspond to the 13 years that Rabbi Shimon was in the cave. And the Minchas Halozer once spoke about an amazing cheshbon that he made. I mentioned to one of the chaverim the other day that when you look in Shas, every time that Rabbi Shimon in Shas is called Bar Yochai, halachas kemaisai. In other words, when we speak about his father, his parents, every time he's called by his parents, the halach is kemaisai. And every time that he's called Rabbi Shimon, the halach is not like him. Because he said the Minchas Halozer, that Bar Yochai means that I'm Bar Yochai. Who am I? I'm my parents' tears, my parents crying, my parents davening, my parents mesiras nefesh. I'm that person, Bar Yochai. It's not because of me. And then whenever he's called Bar Yochai, halacha kemaisai. When he's called Rabbi Shimon, with the exception, there are two or three exceptions, but whenever he's called Rabbi Shimon, when he's called Rabbi Shimon, then the halacha is einu kemaisai. Then the halacha is not like him. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down, now we're coming to the Shlach HaKadosh Mamish, another 10 minutes. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Siman Kuf Tazayin, in Siman Mem Zayin, rather, Sif Katan Tazayin, Siman Mem Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Shlach HaKadosh, from the Tzaddik, from the Kadosh that we're going to see. The words of the Shlach. V'tamid tiye tvilas ha'av v'ha'eim shkur b'fiyam. That the davening of the father and the mother should always be in their mouths. L'spalal al b'neyim, to daven for their children. She'yu loimdei Torah v'tzadikim v'balei midas toivas. That they should be loimdei Torah and tzadikim with good midas. V'yikavein b'birchas ahav v'rabah, or b'birchas ha'Torah, b'sho sho'imim. And you should have strong kavanah by the brach of Ahava Rabbah before Krishma, and by Birchas HaTorah in the morning when you say the words V'niya Nachnu V'tzetzayinu V'tzetzay Klam Chabais Yisrael, when you say those words, please that our children, our grandchildren should be Loimdei Saroscha L'shma Oyave Hashem Yoyde Hashem and Loimdei Teres Hashem V'chein Kishoymer Avolat Zion. And now we're coming back to the talk from last night, that when you're saying what every day, when you're saying Avolat Zion, when you say the words Laman Lo Niga Lo Rigva Lo Neleid La Behala Rabban Shalom, you help me to bring my wife and I to bring children into the world. I'm begging you, Laman Lo Niga Lo Rigva Lo Neleid La Behala, that we shouldn't give birth to children that chalila, that should come out, that chalila they shouldn't turn out to chalila, be people who are not Avdei Hashem. Because if my children are not Avdei Hashem, why did they come to the world? Why did my wife have a child? We shouldn't give birth. Well, because my kid turned out to be the richest guy in the block, because my kid turned out to be, to have the best car, my kid turned out to be the smartest guy in his class, my kid turned out to be the strongest, he's able to hit the ball further than anybody else. That's why I had my kid. All I'm davening, that my child turns out to be a tzaddik, to be a person that has good midas, to be a loymed ha-Torah, to be someone who continues on the golden chain of what it means to be a Jew, that my children should also be Jewish. That my children should also be Yidden, they should also want to be Jews. That's the whole tachlis. Otherwise, leman lo nigal arik v'lo neidl lebohol, what's the tachlis that my wife had a baby? We say a mazel tov, for what is a mazel tov? So mazel tov that there's another baby in the world to take up another space that needs more air conditioning now that we have him in the world. That's why I gave birth to another child. The whole tachlis is what is leman lo nigal arik v'lo neidl lebohol. So the shlach of this says, you should have big kavanis when you say those words in the Volat Zion, leman lo nigal arik v'lo neidl lebohol. And he brings a ma'isim b'koy nachad. I'm in a bracha. Look on page 65. The Shlach Kaddish brings down this stickle chazal from Tandevil Yo. Ma'isim b'koy nachad. And he brings this inyan of davening for the children that we're now going to go to the Shlach Kaddish from here, from Meron, straight to the Shlach Kaddish. To daven for the children. And before he said this lashon that the Mishnah brings down in Siman Mem Zayin, he brings a ma'aseh b'koy nech. I look at the ma'aseh, Tanav Eliyahu, Perek, it says Tanav Eliyahu, Perek, Yudchas. Ma'aseh b'koy nech, shahoya yorei shamayim b'seiseh. It was a hidden, you had a big yorei shamayim who went like a simple Jew. V'chol ma'aseh v'toivim, shahoya oiseh, shahoya oiseh b'seiseh. And he kept his ma'aseh v'toivim, very secret, very hidden. V'hoyla asara bonim, means 10 children. You'll see in a second, it doesn't mean just boys. He had 10 children, Misha Achas. She says Zachar v'Abin, because he had 6 boys and 4 girls from his wife. Ubechol yoyim v'yoyim hayim espalu mishtateach. Every day he was davening. Umishtateach, and he threw himself on kivrei tzaddikim. Because mishtateach means bedavening, but it could also usually means in the kamim shnistachus by kivrei tzaddikim. Umavakish rachamim. And he would be licking up the dirt. He'd be throwing himself on the ground. Begging Hashem, Rabbi Shalom, I'm asking you to help me that none of my children should ever be over an aveira, and that my child should never come to do something that's mechu'ar. What does it mean, mechu'ar? Ugly. You can cut your kid off from all the machines. You could ask on him to have a phone. And you watch him, you have him on, you and your wife, that's your entertainment. You watch your kid on a satellite, something, you have your kid. You're watching him when he's going out someplace, and you have him, and you're following him on your GPS, and you know where your kid is. All of that is nothing. All that can stop the kid from doing something if he wants to do it. And every single filter in the world is not going to make your kid do a Kaddish. Every filter in the world is not going to stop your kid from doing something bad. What's going to stop the kid is what that Amon in Tel Aviv said, you make your pillow wet with your tears. What the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said, wash every morning and night. Then you're going to have good kids. That's what happened with this girl. Listen to this. V'chol yom how he's davening. K'desh lo'yom v'dei echem en lo'yde aveir v'lo'yde adov v'mechur. V'amru. Lo'yot sa oysa shonav lo'yishenis lo'yishlishis ad shabo ezra v'hella HaKadosh Baruch Hu ayodav yisrael mibavol. So it happened that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and the Jewish people, this was the time of Ezra, Sofer. And what? And they came up with an aliyah. Can you close the door, maybe? If it's possible. Came with an aliyah up from Bavel. And that kain was zoichet to come together with the rest of the Jews who came up with Ezra Sofer. It's at the time, we're talking about the time of Ezra Sofer coming up from Bavel. And that kain didn't leave the world, didn't go to Olam Haba, didn't die. Ad shiro kahanim gedolim v'pirchei kuruna mibonim v'nei. He was a kain, and he saw kahanim gedolim v'nei v'pirchei kuruna ad chamishim shonu v'achgar nichnas oisa kain l'beis alamoy. That he raised, not just that they were elechidim. Kahanim pirchei kuruna, kahanim gedolim, the biggest, holiest Jews in the world. And all because of Omer, b'tach b'Hashem v'aseh toiv, v'his aneg al Hashem. Look at the words. B'tach b'Hashem, don't get nervous about your kid that wants to sleep a little bit more on Shabbos. I say tov. Reb Shaila, no? I say tov, be good. That was my father told me when we had our first child. I was asking my father for some like parenting hits. Like people come to ask me about parenting. And I don't know anything about parenting. Parenting, my father said, I asked my father, so what's the side? So my father says, be good to them. He said, be good and be fair. Be good and be fair. Be good. B'tach b'Hashem v'asei toiv. V'is'an negal Hashem. Yeah? Rabbi Shimon Yochai, right? V'is'an negal Hashem. Bring up kids in the house where Yiddishkeit is a Yiddishkeit of v'is'an negal Hashem. V'is'an negal Hashem. And then, v'yitam l'cham m'shalas li'becha. And if you do that, v'yitam l'cham m'shalas li'becha. You hear, that's what this Kohen was davening. He wasn't davening, Rabbi Shalom, I want to have the biggest naches because I want to see to it that my kid wears a hat in shul on Shabbos. And because of that hat, we're going to make him miserable because he doesn't want to wear a hat. It doesn't say anywhere in any Torah that I ever learned in my life that the biggest naches a Jew could have is that his kid wears a hat. I'm not saying it for or against. I just never saw any source like that in Torah Shabbat Sav or Torah Shabbat Peh. And yet, how many fathers can make their kids miserable about something like that? Or whether my kid, which this yarmulke, wears a shtrim. Or whether my kid says hallelujah, doesn't say hallelujah. I didn't see on these things that this is what a father, doesn't say that in this Tanya Velio. That this father and this mistam and Ebba, this wife, they davened what? Please, Rabbi Shalom, that my children, please protect my child shouldn't come to something ugly. You know how many ugly things there are in the world now? He was living at the time of the Aliyah from Bavel. You know how many ugly things there are now in the world? And our pillows are dry at night, not wet at night. And we're thinking of all kinds of kunsim, how to make sure that what? If I get my kid to the top class in the yeshiva, then my kid's going to be the biggest tzaddik. If I send my kid to the highest yeshiva, the kid is not ready for the highest yeshiva. But I want to send my kid to the Spitz Yeshiva, the top yeshiva in the neighborhood, right? Because I want everybody in the shul to say, your son got into the Spitz Yeshiva. That yeshiva is going to kill him because he's not ready for that yeshiva. He's going to get lost in that yeshiva. I'm not sending my kid to the other yeshiva because the other yeshiva, you know who does that? That's not for my kid. Maybe it is for your kid. But you're not going to send your kid to that yeshiva. So you have to send your kid to the yeshivas hamitsuyanim. Hamitsuyanim, right? That yeshiva mitsuyanim. Which I told you a few weeks ago, the mice said I was in Yerushalayim, a few months ago, and I walked past the yeshivas mitsuyanim. I see a couple of guys standing outside in the middle of the morning Seder, smoking cigarettes and talking about girls. And I said, Mistama, atem hamitsuyanim kan? Atem hamitsuyanim kan? Yeshivas mitsuyanim. So he says, Ma yesh lecha Rebbe? I said, Ma yeshli? Yeshivas mitsuyanim. Yeshivas mitsuyanim. Atem ha-mitsuyanim kan, lo? Yeshivas mitsuyanim. He says to me, Tov, anachnu mukhsharim leze. I said, you know what means mukhsharim? What does it mean? We're smart. I said, mukhsharim leze. Mitsuyanim. So you want to have your kid in yeshivas ha-mitsuyanim. Oh, for who? For that kid? Because you're worried otherwise he's not going to be a tzaddik? No, it's for zich. It's not for the kid, it's for yourself. Is that people should think about you a certain way, that you're matzliach, that your kid doesn't go to that other yeshiva, goes to this yeshiva. And because their parents are killing each other and the kids are miserable that they're not accepted, because their parents say, no, you have to get you into this yeshiva. And then the rich father has to shtup somebody here and shtup somebody there to pay people off, that the whole Yerushalayim, every single seminary, they have to get paid off, so the rich kid gets into yeshiva, so the poor kid gets into yeshiva. The poor kid might belong in that yeshiva, doesn't make a difference, because kesef money talks, and to get the rich kid into the yeshiva, and the poor kid who really belongs in that yeshiva doesn't get it, and the rich kid who belongs in the other yeshivas in yeshiva, and there's a whole taruvah over here, and the whole world is meshug. It doesn't say over here, Ma'isa b'koinecha, that's what he daven for. Doesn't? If you see it here, I don't see it here. The Mishnah brings this down from the Shulchan Aruch. This. But it's not only that, Chaver. What we see over here is that this father didn't wait for the kid to go off the derech. Then everybody becomes big daveners, right? Then everybody goes running to Rabbi David,
to give a pinyan nefesh. Then everybody goes running to the oil. Please, or go to some special organization. Please help my kid when the kids are off the derech. And then all of a sudden, the mother cries by the candles. That's not what the Ma'aseh B'Kohen Echad is about. This Kohen lived from the moment that his wife was expecting, and then when she brought a kid into the world, he lived with this tefillah every single minute of his life. Not after the kid went off the derech. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Lo Olam Yakdim Adam Tefillah Lo Tzara. L'olam yakdim tefillah tzara means that this hidden tzaddik, this kohen, who ended up having kahanim gedolim, this kohen, he lived in such a way where when he had babies, he was crying, making the pillow wet, that Hashem watch over them, their eyes. That when I have this chus, and sometimes you bring me a child for an upsharon, I always try to say Hashem should watch over the eyes of your child, that he should only see good things. Don't wait until it's too late. Don't wait until it's never too late. Don't wait until the kid is already in all kinds of problems, and then you're going to start to cry. Please, Rabbi Shalom, help me. My kid doesn't want to put on tefillin. Please, my kid's the Mechal Shabbos. Please, Rabbi Shalom, help me. Don't wait until then. Lo'olam yakdim tefillah l'tzara. There's a sentence from Rabbi Nachman, Susi Eleinu. And the Yoyitza she'atem ta'asu, you hear the words? Rabbi Nachman said to the Chassidim, "Ani roisa she'atem tasu ba'aschala, ma'ashachem oisim b'soif." I want you, my Chassidim, I want you to live this way ba'aschala, not afterwards b'soif. Then afterwards, we're going to see. Now afterwards, now what's happening is I was a few weeks ago in Atlanta, not Atlanta, outside of over there in Georgia, someplace in the woods, and I'm talking to these young rabbanim, and now they're 30, 40, 50 years old, and want to. Now what are we going to do now? Because now we have to find a new way of teaching Torah because the old way is not working. We have to find. So Rabbi Nachman said, "I want my chassim to do ba'aschol ma'asher ma'isim b'soif." You understand? Because it's hard to play catch up ball. Rabbi Nachman said, "I want machsim to do ba'aschola, ma'ashachem oisim basof." Basof means when the kids are already off the derech, and then you start davening, and then you come to Rabbi Shimon and you nod him some oil, or you give somebody some money, and you say, "Please, in the schus of Rabbi Shimon, please help my child come, but talk to the Rebbe. My son should come back. My daughter should come back to me." That's not what he's teaching us here, the Shlach Kodesh. That's not what we're going to go daven over there. Protect my child now, that he should never ever see anything. And it's never too late to daven for that. Davening. And I'll end with this one side from the Chidah, a remes from the Chidah, Schusi Elena. The Chidah brings down in Shem Gedolim, because we're going to the Shlach Kodesh. The Chidah brings down in Shem Gedolim, with his Ruach HaKodesh, the Chidah, and he said that the Shlach Kodesh had the Neshama of Rus. Now I want to bring together now, because now it's Malchus, and we're coming from Yesod, which is Yosef Tzadik, and now we're holding by Malchus, which is David Malki Mashiach, and we're going from Mashiach ben Yosef to Mashiach ben David. And the Chidah says that the Shlach HaKadosh has the Neshama of Rus, and he says an amazing remez. He says, if you look at all the psukim of Megillas Rus, every single pasuk, with the exception of eight psukim, every single pasuk in Megillas Rus begins with the letter Vav. With the letter Vav, that's connected to what Rabbi Levin was talking about the other day with Elio and Yaakov, not going to know what the Vav means. But every single pasuk, with the exception of eight psukim in Megillas Rus, begins with a Vav. And those eight psukim that begin with the letters Yud, Shin, Ayin, Yud, Hey, Beis, Aleph, Lamed. The other, knows everything begins with a Vav. The only psukim that are not with a Vav are the eight psukim is Yud, Shin, Ayin, Yud, Hey, Yeshaya, Beis, Aleph, Lamed, Ben Avram Halevi, who is the Shlach. Yeshaya, Ben Avram Halevi, is the Shlach Kodesh. So now we're talking here by Yochai. And the whole Mitzias, Rabbi Shimon says, he's called by Yochai because Rabbi Shimon is saying that Pnimi Shebe Pnimius is the davening of the parents. Ashrei by Yochai, Ashrei Yoladetecha. That's how you bring a by Yochai, Rabbi Shimon, into the world. It's the side of Geula. So going from Mashiach ben Yosef, which is Kedushas HaBris, and to live lives of Kedusha and Shmiras HaBris, that we should be zeichet to bring into this world big neshamas, and that Hashem's book should help us to guard these neshamas, that these shouldn't be chalila children, that we should be leman lo nigalarik v'lo neile de bahala. And that the way to do that is the way of what? Of Bayuchai, of Ben Yishai, is Oz Tisanagal Hashem. To bring to them the Torah of Rabbi Shimon Bayuchai, of Oz Tisanagal Hashem. And that brings us to the whole limud of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, which is why the Talmidei Baal Shem are buried across the road. Because the whole lineage of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, as we know that in the Hakdama to Tanya there, the Baal Tanya says that he writes this Sefer, as you all know, that this Sefer of the Tanya, the Sefer of the Tanya is going to be peace form of the Sefer. We have a Kabbalah that he's talking about the Maharal and Rabbi Shlomo HaKadosh. And before the Baal HaTanya even came to the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, he already knew the Shlomo HaKadosh. He knew all the Sifrei HaShlo, Mamish Baal Peh, to count the Oisiyas of the Shlo. And everybody that learned the Shlomo HaKadosh knows that the Shlomo HaKadosh is the Hakdama to Teres Baal Shem. So we're going from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, from Yosef Atzad. And we're going from Rabbi Shaila. Remember this Tafan Shaila. And we're going from Rabbi Shaila. And we were zeichet to come through the Michzlos and all of that, and we come back here to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, to Yosef at Tzadik's kever. And we come from Yosef at Tzadik to come Mashiach ben Yosef. And now we're holding by Rabbi Bar Yochai Nimshach Tashrecha, which is Pnimus HaTorah, Soit HaTorah, Ashri Yilad HaTecha. Ashri Yilad HaTecha means our parents. It means being parents. It means being parents with daven for our children. And now we're going to go over to the side of Mashiach ben Dovid, which is Shlach Kodesh, who is the side of Rus, Megillus Rus, which is the union of Ben Yishai. And Ben Yishai is the gula of Mashiach ben Dovid. And the Baruch Hashem was revealing to us that the gula that takes place to Mashiach ben Dovid is to bring Tairosh Shal Mashiach, which is the light of Rabbi Shimon, which is the light of the Baal Shem Tov into this world, which is the light of Oz Tisanigal Hashem. And the way to raise our children is that they should know that we cry for them, that we live for them, that we die for them, that we daven for them, and that all we have in this world is Laman Lodin Larek, Lelaini Labahala, that all we have is that they should grow up to be good Jews, and that we should make our pillows, and we should make our pillows wet with those tears, that they should be protected from anything that's bad, that all of us should be together, that we should be zeichem in areinu b'skeneinu neilech, that we should go together, parents and children, all of us together, with all the tzaddikim of us, Yiranu, not just the Asi Hayar, but Yakitzu Yiranu, Kol Shoich Neofer, that all those who have died, and the tzaddikim here, Rabbi Shimon of Eloz, and all the tzaddikim of Yochanan Sanu, and all the Kedosh Elyon, who are every single step that we take over here in the Galil, you're stepping in another Tana, another Amora, everywhere we're going, in the Vim, in Tana Maroim, all that should come back to life, that we should be zeichet for what was revealed here in this building that we're in, many times, Tchias HaMeisim, the Glash of Amitis, maybe Amin Amin Amin.